All right, Sergeant, thank you for doing this. This a program that I have not heard of before, but explain to me what it is the officers are doing and getting training on, and then how does this benefit our local communities here?
Sure, sure. The team curriculum is an educational curriculum that can be presented to school-aged children, K through 12, on a variety of safety topics. These can be for private schools, public schools, anything like that, and even just presented out into public for general information. The team curriculum is something that can be very specific to a certain topic that might be troublesome in a certain school or community, or it can handle a whole semester's worth of curriculum to address things that maybe have not been discussed before. Our week-long school that just concluded was to teach police officers, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers of the curriculum and how to best present it to a school-age audience, because, you know, sometimes dealing with the public, grown adults, is going to be quite a bit different than dealing with a classroom of fifth graders.
I note that there were officers from Marquette and Agawning involved, a couple of other here in the UP. What are some of the topics? I know in our area, of course, with the sextortion case that was so publicized with Jordan DeMay, a teenager here, I'm guessing that might have been something that brought up.
Well, that type of topic is statewide, nationwide, so it is something that we address. We have topics from just regular bullying, I guess you'd call it, face-to-face, to social media aspects where you have cyberbullying, to the sextortion. We deal with a lot of other basic topics. If you're going to deal with high school age, we're talking about dating issues. Dating is no place for violence. We have things that address community safety, like just being aware of your environments. There may be terrorism type things from local to far wide, and what you should do and shouldn't do. And this is addressed at a high school level. And we address all kinds of things from that point on as the grades started, like I said, out of a K through 12 range.
And the last question I have for you, Sergeant, is to kind of describe from your point of view, from law enforcement point of view, the benefits of this. You know, how does this this week of training help, you know, down at the local level now? Because obviously the list of those who participated includes quite a few from here in our small towns.
Right. Our biggest goal, and mine has been for over a decade, was to be highly involved in the communities. That aspect is just being safe. The law enforcement officers work in the community. They very well could live in the community. They're all part of it. And our goal is to keep everybody happy and safe. And this is one way we can do it, by teaching these safety topics. But the side benefit that really helped me is building a bond and a relationship between police officers and the community they serve. I won't kid around it. Police officers don't have the reputation they did 20 years ago. There have been some bad apples and a lot of things in the press, but it does not make up the majority by any means of law enforcement out there in general. And we want to let them know from the young age to even the parents that might be involved, that police officers are there for good reasons, and we are not the enemy. We want kids to run towards us when they feel in danger and not run away from us. So it's a twofold, to keep the community safe, but also to build a relationship between law enforcement and that community.